For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Firefighters continue to fight the fast-moving car fire in Redding, California. CAL FIRE Incident Commander Brent Gouveia says they're using every tool they can.
We are currently utilizing the National Guard, and they're coming in to help us in all facets of this incident, from support to fire suppression.
A shelter for people displaced by the massive blaze has reached full capacity as authorities order more evacuations. KOVR photojournalist Dave Grashoff says the devastation goes on and on.
I can see burned out garages. There's a car that used to be in the garage that's completely burned out. I see some standing washers and dryers. It looks like some refrigerators that are completely melted to the ground. I see some pillars that are standing here. I see some old bed frames that probably once had mattresses on them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
President Trump says he's ready to hit the campaign trail for candidates that he supports in the November elections. The president will also be trying to deflect many questions about the intensifying investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election, in which Michael Cohen, the president's former lawyer, appears ready to cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller. He has accused the president of knowing in advance about the 2016 Trump Tower meeting involving Donald Trump Jr. and several Russians. These are claims that President Trump denies. Oregon voters will decide in November whether one of America's most progressive states should keep funding abortions. The Secretary of State's office says opponents of the funding gathered just enough signatures to put the issue on the ballot. Similar measures failed in 1978 with 52% voting against the move, and again in 1986 when 55% of voters were opposed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Concerns over Facebook stock dropping are not a problem, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Shares of Facebook fell by 19% on Thursday, a day after the world's largest social media company disclosed its quarterly revenue didn't live up to expectations and that its user metrics grew slower than some on Wall Street had predicted. But while the dollar value of the loss was the largest ever by a publicly traded company in the United States, many analysts point out that that loss wiped out months of gains, not years. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's net worth did plummet more than $15 billion with that stock dive, but it stayed around $67 billion, according to Forbes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is seeing lots of red for November. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Donald Trump expects Republicans to do better than expected in midterm elections this November. He tells the Sean Hannity radio show that's partly due to the fast-paced economic growth.
We're going to fix everything once we have the votes. You know, we really don't have, when they say a majority, it's 51-49, but it's not really, because you lose a couple and people are sick, people are ill, people can't come to vote. So in the Senate, we really don't have a majority at all.
Trump says 60 days from midterms, he'll hit the campaign trail 6 or 7 days a week. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.